Changes are coming to some Midland services, as the town adjusted its annual fees and charges bylaw for 2025 during a recent committee of the whole meeting. Tentatively, the changes are: transit fees increasing for seniors from free to $1.75, effective May 1st. Fire and emergency services fees for no-shows on inspections increasing to $110. North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center gymnasium rates for adult, senior and nonprofit groups increase by 30%. Commercial groups increase by 100%. Free wristbands for Canada Day. Town dock fees remaining at 2024 rates. Outdoor patio program remaining at 2024 rates. The changes were part of a composite fees and charges report which provided a thorough look into savings and expenses for both residents and non-residents, with an overall increase of 5% applied to most user fees as it aligned with the 2025 budget approved in January. Several of the conversations were a continuation of 2024 discussions over the fees and charges bylaw, such as the fees for the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center, Outdoor Patio Program, and Town Dock. Contention arose when Mayor Bill Gordon proposed free transit rides for seniors increase to a $1.75 fee as a source of generating revenue. The initiative had begun in 2022 with a successful New Horizons grant application, extending to the shared Mid-Penn transit system with neighboring Penetanguishene, who also voted to have free transit for seniors shortly after. During the meeting, Gordon read aloud a response from town staff on what the ridership could generate. There were 16,719 free rides by seniors in Midland in 2024, and 7,541 in Penetanguishene. In Midland, that represents, at the $1.75 rate that I'm proposing, a revenue of $41,797, said Gordon, noting a potential $18,850 revenue for Penetanguishene if they were to adopt such an increase. That goes a long way to helping fund this service. Keep the wheels on the bus, as it were, Gordon added. While it feels good to say, let's give them free transit, that's almost $60,000 of revenue that we need to operate that system, because we lose money. Gordon's comment swayed the majority of council members to vote in favor of the increase, despite earlier protests noting the reliance of free transit for seniors on limited incomes. Cown. Bill Meridies reasoned the increase wouldn't break the bank, but what does, is our taxes. When we go to budget and we have decisions that directly affect the tax rate, that's the bigger picture, not $1.75 on a bus ride, said Meridies. I think we already broke the bank when you're talking about tax increases that directly affect the tax rate, not a bus ride. North Simcoe council members had introduced large disruptions to joint and shared services over this term when a council would vote for change without discussing it first with partner organizations, as had been seen with the Economic Development Corporation of North Simcoe funding withdrawal, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township Library Board dispute, and North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center funding for non-resident fees. The proposed amendment to end free transit for seniors was set to be implemented for April 1, but Cown. Eric Major reminded council members that Penetanguishene had not been consulted on the decision by the Midland Committee of the Whole, suggesting the shared transit municipality may want to have a chance to respond at an upcoming council meeting. A further amendment was made to implement the seniors' fare increase for May 1, 2025 instead, and was approved. Decisions of the Midland Committee of the Whole are anticipated to be discussed with potential ratification at the next regular meeting of council. The 2025 composite fees and charges bylaw with accompanying report is available in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53 when available, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.